You know, as Christians, we experience situations that could bring perplexity and turmoil. And Jesus never said that we would no longer have trials or tribulations or go through things in our life. You know, after making the decision to follow Him, you know, He didn't ever say that we wouldn't have trials and tribulations and go through things. And that's, I think, you know, today we can say that these are kind of troubled times, but we've always had troubled times for many, many years. And even the disciples asked that question to Jesus one time, you know, is this the last days? And, you know, they've asked that question before. And even, you know, 50 years after the death of Christ, and yet today we still ask that question, you know, why do we have to go through these things? And but we do experience situations of sometimes that word of perplexity. Sometimes we don't understand what's going on. And Jesus never said that we would no longer have trials. But He did, however, leave a promise that we could experience peace because of Him. And by applying three different things that I found in the Scriptures, we as believers can experience peace and the peace of God that He brings for our lives. And the first thing is we need to release the burden. And the first element is experiencing peace. In experiencing peace is to release the burden. And God alone is able to make a way in difficult situations. You know, He has the power to sustain. He has the power to deliver. He has the power to preserve and the power to heal His people. And to us, He does. And it is vital that we know how to tap into His presence and to receive this peace that endures forever. Amen? You know, it's Him that brings that peace, and we have to remember that. So we have to release that burden upon Him. And prayer, you know, we need to remember to pray. Prayer allows us to transfer our burdens onto the Lord. That's what we do. 1 Peter 5:7. You know, prayer is the means by which we release our burdens to God. And when we read 1 Peter 5:7, it instructs us to cast our cares on Him, for He cares for us. You know, there's two areas in our lives that are affected when we encounter difficulties in our life. You know, in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You know, the first thing we see here is our heart. Our heart, our affections, our emotions, and the reference to the heart here means our emotions and our feelings. And, you know, what happens when we are in the midst of strange circumstances or perplexing circumstances or chaos in our life, our emotions are affected. They include a lot of things like confusion and doubt and fear and anxieties, sadness, depression, despair sometimes we feel. You know, and our emotions, there's a wide range of our emotions that make us feel like we're on a roller coaster ride sometimes in life. And our emotions can change just as quickly as our weather here in Southern Illinois. You know? We know how that is. One day it's 30 and the next day it's 70. Especially this time of year. It affects our ability to make good decisions at times. When our emotions, really we hear, when our emotions get the best of us. And the second thing, it affects our minds, our thoughts, our logic. The place we reason things out is in our minds. And so our minds are also affected. This is our thoughts, the place where where logic and reasoning occur, where stress is present, and our minds immediately work overtime trying to find a solution. This can lead to burnout. This can lead to physical problems such as, you know, people deal with migraines and stomach aches and ulcers and all kinds of other stuff. All because we let our minds take us to places of fear and anxieties and all that kind of stuff. And it develops in there and starts, all these scenarios start to develop. Well, what if this, or what if that, or what if this? And I think today, in this crazy thing that we're going through here, we can say this is true. It develops in your mind. You know, have you ever felt sick to your stomach because of some stressful events? I mean, you ever had that time where you're so stressed out because something happened that you just feel like you just really want to just throw up? Philippians 4 shows that through prayer we receive the peace of God. This protects our hearts and our minds from the turmoil of heavy burdens. And prayer is both a prevention and it's a cure as well. Prayer is a means of both prevention and cure. With prevention, it maintains your inner sanctum so that problems do not cause peace to flee. You know, psychological studies have proven that people who pray are less likely to need counseling. Their mental welfare is healthier than those who do not pray. Isaiah 9:6 says, His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And I want to highlight that counselor part, and I want to highlight the word Prince of Peace also, that word peace. He is our counselor, and He is our peace. Prayer begins healing, a healing cure to the ailments of mankind, a mental and spiritual, physical emotion. It heals all of that. It cures all that. And in James 5:13, it says, If any among you is afflicted, let him pray. Prayer is number one. Always, always. A well-known doctor once said, As a physician, I have seen men, after all other therapy had failed, lifted out of disease and melancholy by the serene effort of prayer. Regardless of circumstances, prayer can restore peace. Amen? The second thing we need to do is rely on God. Rely on God. The first thing was release the burden. The second thing is rely on God. And this second element of experiencing peace is relying on God. This is done through trust. This word means to flee for protection, to confide in Him. Have hope. Make a refuge. You know, fleeing to someone for protection signifies a reliance on the person for help or aid. It means putting your welfare into their hands. The question is, who will you trust today? Trust is an active decision that we make. We have to make that decision to trust. And I know in this world today, it's hard to trust people. Trust is a decision that we make and carry out. It is an act of our will. And God doesn't force us to trust Him. He compels us to trust Him. He gives us examples in Scripture and performs works in our lives to show that He can be trusted. Essentially, we must choose to trust in Him. In Psalms 31:14, it says this, But as for me, I trust in You, O Lord. I say, You are my God. Trust requires a few things. Trust requires really several things. We struggle with trust sometimes. Waiting on God is another thing that we struggle with. Waiting on God for His solutions and His timing. And when we look in Genesis, it requires It requires waiting on God for His solutions and His timing. Once we have given over our cares and decide to trust Him, we have to wait. We don't always like to wait. We want our solutions now. We want them right now. You know, we don't like to wait on our food at McDonald's, do we? We don't like to wait in drive-thru because it doesn't take long. It takes too long, you know. And we're that society. We don't like to wait on things. And waiting on God for His solutions and His timing, we can read that Genesis 16 is a perfect example of what happens when people get impatient. We read the story about Sarah and Abraham, who had been promised a child, and Sarah grew weary waiting on the promise of, but she devised her own plan. And as a result, when God's real promise came through, we know what happened. Let me go back there. Her handmaiden had conceived a son through Abraham instead of her waiting on God. And then we know what happened. It ended up in her up in disaster when God's real promise came through. You know, there's something that God has promised you. Are you getting impatient today? I mean, I know we all do. But I know that God has promised us all something in our life. And I just tell you this morning, don't get impatient. God's solution comes in God's timing. And I say this morning, wait for God's plan because it's the best one. It's always the best plan. Trust requires a mindset of change. It always does. And in Isaiah 26:3, it says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." You know, naturally our minds do not stay on God because of our nature. Many things fight for our attention. A lot of things in this world. It can even be our family at times. People are always pulling us, our work, fighting for our attention. Trusting in God requires that we fix our thoughts on God, His purposes, and His Word. Keep our eyes fixed on Him. And remember, the third thing here is to remember His faithfulness. The first thing was release the burden. Second thing is rely on God. And the third thing is remember His faithfulness. You know, remember where He's brought you from. Remember where He's brought you from. You remember when you got saved? We can do this by looking back on what He's done in our lives. And I think about the things that where I was at one time in my life. And the things that He's brought me through. And the place that I am now. Where I am at now. Oscar Wilde once said, "Memory is the diary that we all carry about with us." You know, each occasion that God has performed a work is an entry into the diary. It is times of despair. You know, those memories that we have, those rough times that we went through in our life, those memories can be an open reference of God's faithfulness to us to know where we're at today and know where we were there at that time and who brought us through it. It builds our faith through hope. And we have to remember that what God has done in the past, that it builds our faith through hope. Hope is like a thin ray of light streaming through the dark clouds after a storm. I read that. That was good. As our faith is built, hope increases. Then the miraculous happens, always. People's lives get changed. The hope bursts through, and it's the light that we all see. It is then that joy comes. And in Psalms 35 says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And in other words, the storm doesn't last forever. It doesn't last forever. It replaces fear with boldness. Remember what God has done in the past replaces fear with boldness. You know, the Israelites were instructed in Deuteronomy 7:17-21 to remember what their eyes had seen and how God mightily delivered them. And as a result, their fear was replaced with boldness, and they knew the Lord was on their side and fighting for them. The fear that comes from duress can be replaced with boldness, and that brings peace again. It always brings peace. Remember the promises that He made to you. God's made many promises. Not only should we remember what God has done in our lives and in the past, we would do well to remember the promises of where He is taking us in the future. We have a future. It will keep you pressing towards the goal. If God has called you to do a work, stand firm on that word. Believe that the one who is able to sustain you is also able to bring that calling to pass. Paul's words were so strong that we should keep pressing on towards the mark, pressing on towards the prize. And although it refers to our Christian walk as a whole, I believe we can apply it today in our perseverance to fulfill the call of God in our lives and for this church. He has all given us a call. When we became a believer, when we became a member, then we accepted that call to share the Word with the world. God is able to perform His Word and is faithful to do it. If you are struggling and doubt has taken over your heart, hold on to the promise of God. Philippians 1:6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." I'm telling you this morning that God has begun a wonderful work in our lives. He is faithful to complete the good work in you and in me. He's faithful to do that. You know, life's challenges and demands pull at us from all sides. And I know that the few that are here this morning can understand this. We all face struggling decisions about the future. Sometimes it's financial obligations and stress with school and troubled hearts about matters that are going on today. We can also think about the unsaved people that still need to hear the love of Christ. Even though we're going through a chaotic period in the country today, people still need to hear about Jesus Christ. We still deal with physical problems. All these things, but remember that God is able to give you peace today as you release your burdens and rely on Him and remember that He is always faithful. He is always faithful. Never forget that. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord. I thank You for Your faithfulness, Lord. I thank You for Your taking my burdens, Lord. I thank You for the peace that You've given me. Lord, just go with us wherever we go this morning, Lord. Let Your Holy Spirit just fill us to overflowing and let it speak out in such a dark time in this world. Lord, let us be Your light. Let Your light shine through us. Lord, go with us. Keep us safe. Protect us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.